Tuesday. So that's one of the days that she's not working. So we always appreciate her attendance. And we thank everyone for coming. And I'll introduce Rabbi Yismach shortly. So the way we do it, we and Avram Belevit is always here to help our musical accompaniment. He's a Talmid and Musmach, right? Musmach now almost.
I am a Muslim.
That's right, of the yeshiva. And we go back a long, long time. The first time I met Rabbi Avram, he was at my parents' house in Brooklyn. And within 5 minutes that he came into the house, I didn't even knew him before. He was already playing his mandolin. I said, "Who is this person? I never met him before. He just walked in 2 minutes ago." But and Baruch Hashem, now we know each other quite well for many, many years, and so it's a big zchus to have him as well. So the way we do it like this, I'm going to say a short dvar Torah myself, and then I'm going to introduce our guest speaker. I always
Going to be even shorter.
I always so somehow that became the tradition that we have a guest speaker. I always try to get the guest speakers that you fellows don't necessarily hear on a regular basis. Like 1 year, we were so glad to have Moshe David Tendler Zatzal, and 1 year we had Rabbi Fulda Zatzal. And you could hear those.
So you're downgrading.
No, we are. Okay. So I'm going to say over a word from Chasam Sofer. I'm not a Kiddush. That I'd like to say a word from the Chasam Sofer, and then it's an interesting idea, and we'll tie it into our lives, etc. Okay. So we're all familiar with the famous machlokas Beshameh and Besillel, whether we go 8, 7, 6 foot right, and we go descending or ascending. We pass it like Besillel, and Beshameh says you go down. So the first piece that he has on Hanukkah. He has a very unique interpretation to this machlokas. And I think it's something that we could apply to our lives as well. I know the Gemara says, Ragil b'shraga, havilan bonim talmidei chachamim. As he writes, that menorah is, as like the Tziv writes, the Aron is Torah and the menorah is Torah. So menorah is Torah, and lighting candles, the Gemara says, gives hatzlacha to in learning. But he writes, as we know in the Gemara, that there are two types in yonim of learning. One is lechadude, get sharp svaras, sharper idea, and the other one is leuchma girsa. It means to remember, zikara. And so the kaftor vaferach, and the Tziv writes this also. That sometimes the Gemara says, you say a good svara, say, oh, kaftor v'aferach. It's, that refers to that aspect. And then the mishukadim kaftor v'aferach is the lashon shkeda, the person is a masvid and he's going over it to remember it, etc. So he says like this. The Gemara says in Yevamos that Beis Shammai had a natural inclination of, they were mechadei tfei. They're very sharp, naturally. So when Meir Shammai is lighting the menorah, so he's lighting for the element that he needs more chizuk in. That was the sharpness that was natural. So what was his the other aspect of the Ukmi Girsa, the recollection? And Beis Hillel is the opposite. So Beis Hillel didn't have that. Say notion of lechadude naturally, it was more maybe luchmei girsa. So their lighting was what was for the to get that aspect that they don't have lechadude. So he says. So Beis Shammai had lechadude naturally. So b'meila their lighting was what luchmei girsa. So when a person goes on in life, so sometimes the memory. Gets a little lower. That's the pochas b'golech. So the memela, the hadlok of Beis Shammai wasn't lechadudit. It's that they had naturally. Their lighting was Lu'uk Megirsa. And Lu'uk Megirsa is something that as you proceed in life, sometimes it wanes. Some people have short-term memories, long, you know, different things, but it wanes. But Beis Hillel, so they didn't have L'chadudeh, so their hadlaka was what? Their hadlaka was L'chadudeh, because that's what wasn't their natural thing. And Memela, it's Mosif Aholech. And what's the idea? So the idea being, as he quotes here, that a person, he quotes, which means is that a person gets older, they have more maturity, they have life experience, but also the maturity and learning also is something that, you know, when you get like somebody once said about a certain person when he was younger, you know, he say more youthful svaras, not as, you know, not as mature things in learning. So this Hillel is doing for L'chadudeh, is more the Amkus, and that is something that as one goes on in life and continues, that becomes Mosif Aholech. Because when you get older, not only you have life experience, you mature in a lot of ways, but you also mature in learning. And that's the, you know, learning the Ian, understanding, have a deeper understanding and a more mature understanding. And I think that hopefully when we come to yeshiva and we learn, you know, like Rav Parnas Shlita would say, you know, the yeshiva is to learn the Ian. That's why you need yeshiva. It's not for a Daf Yomi shir. It's not, nothing wrong with a Daf Yomi. I respect that. And Goldstein is very chashuva magid shir, very, and we always have a tremendous respect for him and very chashivas that he comes part of our shir. But in yeshiva, that's what we're trying to do, to try to understand things in a greater way. And that's the hadlaka of Beis Hillel, that's Mosif Olech, because as life proceeds, then you get that more mature aspect of life, and that is your learning as well. And that's something that hopefully, as the when we learn inside, we discuss. It's not just, I'm here to just tell you things and you should be court stenographers. I'm not here to prepare you. I'm preparing you that we should be able to learn how to think for ourselves, etc. And that gives a maturity. And that's the most of the whole life, because the hadlaka of Beis Hillel is the hadlaka of Mekadudi, because that wasn't his natural thing. Okay. Okay, Ramosa, we have you know, it's always interesting to pick a guest speaker that I feel it's somebody that you don't necessarily hear on a regular basis. It's someone who I think that's very chashuver to hear, and a good friend of mine, Rabbi Ismach, and he's our neighbor, Shachin Tov, right? We ended up becoming, we knew each other from Great Neck Connection. But I still give shiur in the North Shore, as you know. That's the day that we have to have shiur early because I have to go to North Shore. And so I met Rabbi Ismach, and then he became a Rebbe here in YU. And he's the Rav in Israel, Great Neck. So it's a lot of chachma, a lot of tvuna. And Bez Hashem, I give his kovod gadol that he's mishtatev with us in the Masiba today.
Okay, Shkayach, I'm happy that introduction ended when it did, because I would have had to cut you off, Rabbi Simon. It's a schus to be on the same hallway, to be able to pass by Rabbi Simon for Shilas when we are here, and to be able to have his phone number. I can't even imagine what a schus it is to be in the shir and to learn the Mahalach and Halacha, and then Hashkafa as well. And this is not an opportunity that I had in the moment, but it's an opportunity that, at least in doses, I've been able to gain from immeasurably over the past few years. So, grace to Hashkafa. And the truth is, this is a very scholarly bunch. I deal down the hall with guys who are struggling with the story of Chanukah every single day. Hashkicham Torah Secha. What's the pshat in l'hashkicham Torah Secha? How do you actively cause somebody to forget their learning? Like, what do you do? Well, if you're the Greeks, good. Yeah, you get rid of Shabbos and Mila and all the things that, you know, all the gzeiros. But how do you get somebody to forget learning? So the answer is you have to do one of a couple of things. Perhaps you fill their minds with other things. Maybe it'll be fantasy sports in the case of a lot of Talmidim nowadays. Maybe it'll be other nonsense that they have in their minds. And they're so preoccupied with this, there's just no space left. There's nothing left for there to be Torah, and that's an active way to be lahashkitam Torah Secha. Unfortunately, it's also sometimes by putting ideas into their head about Torah, and I don't think the Greeks were guilty of this so much, but I think maybe sometimes we are, putting ideas of expectations of Torah. Rabbi Simon just spoke about the nafka minah and mahalach between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but sometimes if the expectations are inappropriate of our Talmidim, so I think also we sometimes might cause a shichachas ha-Torah, a disinterest, a focus on other things, because they don't feel like successes. And this brings me to a very, very, my favorite din. My favorite din, Rabbi Goldstein here, he said, nobody's heard me. Rabbi Goldstein's heard me way too many times. Mamish, at least once a week, probably overdosed, definitely overdosed already. But there's a var that I say all the time. I say all the time when it comes to Chanukah, because it's my favorite din in Chanukah. It's a very controversial din. There's a three in Machlokas about exactly what psilos and shmanim you're allowed to use, what types of wicks and oils are you allowed to use for your Chanukah licht. Are you allowed to use everything? Does it have to be stuff that lasts a long time? So Lamaskana, the Gemara says that we hold, like, I think it's Reb Zera, Reb Zera, that called psilos l'shmanim, anything is okay. Why? Fundamentally, because kavsa in a zakakla. If after preparing all of the lights and putting exactly the right amount in so that it lasts the requisite amount of time, you light it, you make your brachas, and everything's great, and it goes out, that's it. The Seder, you don't have to do anything. Okay, we're machmir, the Ramah says you should relight, it's nice to relight, it means chasidus to relight, sure, but you don't have to. And the reason this is so fascinating and it makes no sense is because this is a mitzvah of Pursumei Nisa. We know that Pursumei Nisa only comes up two or three times. Three times altogether. You have Pursumei Nisa and Megillah, you have Pursumei Nisa with Dalet Kosos, but Pursumei Nisa is a halachic reality, which is something the Ani has to knock on doors when it comes to the Dalet Kosos to be able to get money, to be able to get yayin, wine for the Dalet Kosos. Pursumei Nisa is a chashuv thing. Of course you have to relight your lights. You need your half hour. How could it be that you don't need to relight the light? So this is a fascinating halacha, which seems incomprehensible in the importance of Pursumei Nisa, and yet this is the halacha. The Gemara concludes over there, very interesting. The Gemara says, Amru Rabbanu Kameda Abaya Mishmed Rabbi Yirmiya. They taught this to Abaya, and they quoted Rabbi Yirmiya, V'lo Kibla. He's like, can't be. It can't be that this is the din. Ki Yasa Rabban Amru Rabbanu Kameda Abaya Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, the Kibla. He hears it from Rabbi Yochanan, nah, now it seems legitimate. And he says, I got to accept this teaching. He says, I wish I had always known this. I wish I'd always known this. The Gemara says, why? Because nafkamina legirsa the yankusa, pashas, you understand the Gemara to mean that if I would have known it when I'm young, then I would have remembered it forever. The better, the earlier you know things, the longer you'll hold on to them for. What's going on over here? He doesn't want to accept it. It seems difficult. And I wish I would have known it from when I was a kid. So there's a lot to talk about chinuch and what are the goals of education and grading and all this. We don't have any time for any of that. But let's just talk about very darn pshutim. When it comes to what's the most important thing when it comes to chinuch? What's the most important thing for a kid to remember? What's the shaila, let's say, as the Gemara Shabbos puts it? What are we asked on the big test that comes at the end of our lives? We all know the answer. The answer is, as the Magen Avraham points out, he says, the kasha is, did you not, how many mesechtas did you learn? How many siyams did you make? How many times did you absolve people from having to eat milchiks during the 9 days? That's not the shaila. The shaila is kavata itim l'tor. Did you spend time every single day learning? How much you learned? How much you didn't learn? Nobody seems to really care. We're impressed by these things. But in Kafei Shmaya, it doesn't seem to be so important. The Mishnah in Maseches Menachos talks about Echad HaMarba V'Echad HaMamet Ubuvad Sheichavin Ligul Shemaya. It doesn't matter how much you do when it comes to karbonos, the Mishnah there says, because it says Re'ach Nichoach by all sorts of karbonos. So it doesn't matter how much money you put in. It just matters the effort and matters the intention. And we have the Arzarua says, not only, I want to quote a lot of our Marmar comments, because I know Simon would have a stack, but Mechila, I didn't hand out a full tree's worth of Marmar comments over here. It's mamish unbelievable. But the Arzarua says that this Echad HaMarbe, the Echad HaMarbe, doesn't only apply by Karbonos. We see it applies by Torah study. We find this in a few different Gemaras and Maseches Brachos. We find this, he says, by Tzedakah. Tzedakah makes a lot of sense. For somebody, it's $100. For somebody, $1 million, like $100. depending on how much you have. And he also says it by tefillah. By tefillah, we find the very first halach in all of Shulchan Aruch relating to Hilchos Tefillah is Simen Aleph Sif Dalet. The earlier ones are talking about other things. The earlier ones are talking about the Tikkun Chatzos, other issues that come up. But the very first halach in Hilchos Tefillah is Tov Ma'at Tachnun Mekavana Meharbeh Shelo Bekavana. It's better to do less and mean it than more and not mean it. Obviously, it's better to do more and mean it all. That's the best, of course. But when it comes to Lemaisa, when we're trying to figure out how to prioritize and what to do, it seems very pashut that it's not about having your candles lit forever. It's not about having the candles on and on and on and on. It's about putting all of the effort that you can, making sure that you're primed and ready to go. And then you light it, and then whatever happens, happens. For those who are athletes, I don't know if anybody here there's an app called Strava. You could compete against other people. You could put on your times and where you are. But there's also another feature, just allows you to compete against yourself. I'm not going to be the fastest guy in the room, but when it comes to me, I could be faster than I was yesterday. And that seems to be the true test. We see this in Chanukah with Kol Seinu Zochah Club, but we see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Famous Chavetz Chaim Vart, when it comes to Anu Amelim, Behem Amelim, we get schar for the Amelus. We get schar for working hard on a subject, even if we don't master it, and even perhaps if we forget it. There's a very beautiful stipler, which is probably my favorite thing to read in class. I always begin a semester, whatever you want to call it over here. And I always start with this because this is what I lionize and what I think is the most important thing. The stipler says, he says, Hadracha nifla l'limud ha-Torah. And you start to read this, and I'll read you the words that in our makom you probably have all seen. We'll do chazar. He says, "Em nischadish lecha ezu chiddush." If you come up with a chiddush and you learn it, lirshem osa bepinkos miyuchad lozeh. You should have a notebook for your chiddush. You know they sell the chiddush Torah, the blank chiddush Torah thing. I bought a couple of them; they're all still blank because I never saw this type. But listen to what he says. So, what's a chiddush? So, what do you call a chiddush? A chiddush is some novelty. You're going to write svarim about it. You're going to say it in the base medrash over here. Look at this guy. Not what the stipler says. He says, Afilu chiddush ka, even a light chiddush. What's that? He says chiddush nikra kishenisbar lecha prate hasugya ma shebetchila ta'isa b'chashavta acheres. A chiddush is when a detail of a sugya becomes clear to you that you had made a mistake on, and you thought something else, and now you realize, oh, that was stupid. That was stupid. I made a total mistake. Write that down. Write that down, because for you it's a chiddush. It doesn't matter if it's a chiddush on the walls of the Beis Medrash that the Sfarim think it's a chiddush. It matters if it's a chiddush to you. And it goes on. He says, something that you didn't understand from mitchila tama, from the beginning, you didn't understand the reason, and now you do. And not necessarily some fancy answer to some fancy question. You came up with some question. It's a stupid question. It's an objectively stupid, but to you, it was a question. So he says that you write down in this pinkas, in this notebook. Because chidushei Torah are defined by the person. Success is defined by the person. It's a remarkable thing that when you're able to get this into the heads of Talmidim, when you're able to, nobody here needs this, because everybody here is in Reb Simon's chair. Right? You know, you're clearly at a high level, clearly you know a tremendous amount. But when you think about the Hamo, and you try to teach people who are new to learning and are struggling because they're worried about a shichachas haTorah because they feel like they're not good at it. They feel like this is just not for me. It's an intellectual pursuit. I have to be in the upper echelons. I have to know everything. I have to finish everything. It's a tremendous mistake. It's a mistake from day one of that type of chinuch. If we want to make sure, and this seems to be the lesson of Chanukah, the lesson of Torah Shebaal Peh, the lesson of how to keep Jews more passionate, not just to survive, but passionate about their yahadus for much longer. It seems that the secret is kavsa en zakapla. As long as you put in the preparation and you did everything you could do, that's the most important thing. And Abaya says, would it have been that I would have known this since I was a child? If I would have known this as a child and I would have been educated with this, I think Abaya did okay, frankly. I think Abaya succeeded and he was ganz fine and he wasn't kavsa at all. But would it be that all of us, when we were kids, were taught with this mahalach and taught this way? Hopefully we in the future will do this with our Talmidim and give them the sense of success and satisfaction for their amelus and great on their efforts. Shkoyach, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Do a nigger, Well, one, two nigger, and then we'll bench.
But
thank you for coming.
Shkoyach. But what a party yesterday.
Yeah, Herschel Hartz is here.
He did a...
Simon, I'll say that the Lubavitcher, like,
yes.
I don't include myself in your